for CEF Mobile. For CEF, KN4VWA. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how are you doing?
Has slowed down in 2 weeks. That's just ridiculous. But after about next Tuesday, my time will be my time again.
Good thing.
Mouse is going to be involved in my time.
Okay.
Eyes and watching the wind. I'm going flying, baby. So, what time do you usually get clear in the evenings?
Okay, it's like now. If I'm unlucky, it'll usually be around 5:30-something.
Get dark until about 8 o'clock. You can run by your house, pick your son up, and meet me out at the field anyhow. So, have you been in the air much since we got started on this?
Flown it, I guess, about 3 times now. I sent you a video of me landing my plane.
Look good. Hey, listen, that's the 2 most dangerous times, is taking off and getting it down.
I'm in beginner mode a whole lot. I flip it over to intermediate a little bit, and it gets a little squirrely, and I get scared, so I flip it back to beginner.
When you get so confident that you start getting aggravated with the fact that thing, you know, that beginner mode, that safe mode starts slowing you down, and you want to do some maneuvers and it won't let you, then you can come up to that next level up, intermediate, and it'll start letting you do some things. And when you turn it loose, it'll right itself if you get out of shape.
Next time I flew, I flipped it over to intermediate. I was doing okay, but I start banking or something, and it gets a little, you know, it wants to bank a little bit more than I'm used to on beginner, and it'll start throwing me for a loop, so I'll end up flipping it back.
That's fine until you learn those margins of how it's going to react. Hey, that's not a bad thing.
Crash it, I'm happy about it.
Go, but I just like me and Dave told you, if you've got a radio-controlled airplane, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
That'll be it. I mean, that's why I went online and made sure I could order all the replacement parts if I did do anything wrong with it.
Well, I hear you. Well, how's everything else going?
Good, man. I'm glad the weather's turning out nice. Headed home now. Who knows what I'll do? I might just go sit on my butt for the rest of the day, but that'd be all right. Play on the radio and see if anybody's on 2-meter single sideband or not.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. I just finished up a job over towards Greenville, and now I'm headed for Spartanburg to pick up my new glasses. I'm going to do that before 5 o'clock. And then I got a ham meeting this evening up in Tryon. So, man.
Well, meeting tonight. Well, meeting.
Roger. You want to ride up there with me?
No, I'll text you if I want to. I need to give Chad a check anyway. But since I hadn't given it to him, I didn't know. So I wasn't going to try to invite myself.
I tell you what. We're going to have our regular club meeting, and in addition to that, we're going to go over all the stuff for the assault on Mitchell, you know, that bike race that we support.
Heard of that. Whenever I went and took my technician's license at Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club, they were telling me about the assault on Mitchell, but then right after that is when COVID hit, so nothing ever happened.
The first year they're having it, I think they did it in 18, they canceled it in 19, well, I think they canceled it in 19, but I know they canceled it in 20 and 21.
I think that's when I was first licensed, yeah, I think. I don't know, man, I'm losing track of it now.
Licensed in my technician in 19, July of 19.
January, I just never can remember where, I'm pretty sure it was January 20, and that means I've had it over 2 years now. Yeah, I think that's right.
Extra yet?
All that. I got my general, but I don't know about the extra yet.
Well, that puts about four of us that I know of that need to go ahead and step up and go ahead and get our extra.
I'm doing it. I need to really buckle down and start focusing on my Morse code and get that down.
You know that's not part of the test anymore, right?
Yeah, I know. But it's just, I don't know, it's one of them things. It's elusive and I need to do it. And, you know, cause nobody, it's an obscure mode. I know you can use computers to do it, but I don't know. There's just something about it that just, I want to do it and I want to be able to get it down, you know, 10, 15 words a minute. I'd be happy.
But at 10 or 15 words a minute, that's pretty good. But then you get on the air and you start getting these folks that are showing off at 25 and 30 words a minute. You can't even follow along with them. It's just, I do just fine with my FT8 and my regular phone, you know, voice. And I have a good time with that. So I just leave that CW alone. You know, there are people out there, we won't name any names, FT8 is not real ham radio.
Funny. I tell you what, I was impressed because I got my little 2-meter beam up now. I mean, it ain't nothing fancy, it ain't 12 foot long or nothing like that, but I've not completed it yet, but I heard a guy up in Maryland, and he responded to me, and I tried to call him back, but I guess he was waving from his computer, because he ended up sending me an email telling me that he saw it, so that means he obviously got it, but that he wasn't there, he couldn't reply back at the time, so I thought that was pretty impressive for me to make get a signal all the way from him in South Carolina to Maryland.
Comment.
So you got, is that on 2-meter?
On 2-meter single sideband on FT8. I thought that was pretty good. Go ahead, call me.
Guys, this is Buggy WC. How are y'all doing this afternoon? Steve's in here saying for VWA. What else do I got?
For CF and y'all double.
Yep, doing just fine, Chandler. Yeah, Andrew, that's on sideband, not on FM.
FT8, I did FT8, and he heard it all the way up in Maryland.
Okay, 2-meter FT8 sideband. Okay, all right, I can see that. That's pretty cool, bud. Well, you know what? I've got me a Yagi up there now, but I think I've got sideband for the 2-meter. I've got a 991A. I'm pretty sure I've got that. I haven't even thought about trying that.
Vertical or horizontal? On top of the tower you got, you definitely need to try it out. I believe you'll make it a good little ways. I don't have the ability to rotate mine yet. I need to get a rotator, but so I go out there and strong arm it. But I mean, right now it's working. So yeah, I've made FT8 contacts. Of course, a couple around here, not a bunch. And one in Alabama and one in Maryland. Go ahead, Chandler, jump on in there.
Hey, look, I just want to make sure of one thing. Is Steve the Hazeman in there now?
No.
Somebody needs to discipline this young man.
Catch me if you can.
Okay.
Now, Andrew, you know what you've done, don't you? I'm going to have to go, and I'm going to have to get on my 991A and go to sideband 2-meter and do the FT8 on there and try that this evening and just see what I can find.
Time to try it. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, best time to try it is going to be in the morning. So when you wake up in the morning, you fix your cup of coffee, go in there and turn FT8 on, and I guarantee you'll hear a couple signals. It ain't going to be a bunch, because, of course, there ain't a bunch of people on 2 meter single sideband, but you will definitely hear some. There's a lot more in the northeastern part of the U.S. If you look on PSK Reporter, you'll see them. And there's a couple that pop up, but they tend to be there in the mornings. But, like, this time of day when I go home, I'll usually still check anyway just because I find it's cool. But I don't really hear much in the evening. But in the mornings, you get on, I guarantee you'll hear some signals first thing in the morning.
About at dawn's crack, or are we talking about, 8 o'clock?
Up at the crack of dawn. I didn't get up that early, but, you know, between 7 and 9, maybe a little bit later than that, you'll be able to pick out some FT8 signals on 2 meters, single sideband. But once it gets later in the evening, afternoon, you won't hear as many. But now your antenna's a lot taller than mine is, so you might definitely hear some more. I think it'd be worth a shot. Turn that sucker northeast, you know, maybe north-northeast, and I definitely think you might be able to get some of them guys up in that way.
Roger. I'm going to give that a shot in the morning. Jump in there, Chandler. Hold his breath. You there? You there, Chandler?
4RMM sitting at the table.
Been there before now.
Was done in a shot in a store up until about 2 minutes ago there, buddy.
Well, Andrew and I are kind of quick on the trigger. Sometimes you got to weasel your way in between us. We kind of quick on the mic, so jump in there with us. Now, I don't know what happened to Chandler, Andrew. I'll tell you what, Andrew, what time are you going to be on there in the morning?
Probably won't be on tomorrow morning, because obviously I got to go to work, and I still got class tomorrow, but Saturday morning, definitely, maybe Sunday morning if I get up early enough, but if I'm awake in the morning, once my coffee's fixed, I'm turning the radio on and just listening and seeing what's out there, and I'll usually check PSK Reporter, and then I'll go out and maybe turn my antenna and see if I can pick up somebody, but like I said, there's one guy down in Alabama, it don't matter which way I turn my beam, he picks me up just about every time in the morning.
That. All right, well, one of these mornings, I'm going to get in there about 7 o'clock, and let's see now. But you're not that far away from me, but I still should be able to hit you with that beam. So I may try to tag you.
You'll be able to get me, but I'm sure with your antenna sitting on top of that tower of yours, you'll be able to get more contact than I will.
And what about our other contact? And Chandler, either one of you, jump in there now.
Here in traffic, turning green, listening to you generals talk about all your privileges about, digital 2 meter FT8 single sideband and dreaming.
They give the test every, I think it's every third Saturday down at the Red Cross. Need to go in there and just go on and get in there and jump in and get you general. When I got my technician. Well, that's not exactly a fair comparison. I do electronics for a living, so anyhow, I got my technician on July, and I got my general in August, and was going to go back and get my extra in September, but well, there come a couple of health issues, and then I got sidetracked by COVID and some business stuff, and I haven't gone back to get my extra yet, so I was just telling Andrew that I got to go back and get that extra. That's just wrong.
At 4, my general sit for that test is being on my radar right now. I need to hook up with Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, Mr. Chad on that, and I promise I want his ink and his signature on my CSE, whatever certificate is called, strict certificate, successful completion. Get that out of the way. Over 204RMM.
You should be able to wear FT8 on 2 meters, 6 meters, and 10 meters as a technician.
You go ahead and get me an depth of any vintage, probably older vintage. I don't have a brand to throw at it, brand new 7300. But I'll be looking for markets, yard sales, anything online I can find that fits the budget. K4RMM.
Money and you can't take it with you. So once you get your kids grown and house paid for, then daddy gets to go play.
At the pool one time, might as well hold on tight and enjoy the ride.
Them towers like Steve's got in his yard, that's what I want. KO4CM.
Get all that much. It's only 50 feet. But I'll tell you what, a couple of my friends have got, one of them's got one at 100 and one of them's got one at 175. And, it's a tower.
I have to be happy with 25, which is attached to my chimney. I'm living in a neighborhood with an HOA, so I have to be satisfied with that. Maybe I can sneak one up in the backyard that's retractable.
Get me one. I was looking at them yesterday. I can't remember. Universal antenna, some universal tower. I can't remember. They're like all aluminum. The whole thing only weighs like a little over 100 pounds, and it's 40 foot tall. Even a 50 foot tall version was like 130 something pounds. I mean, that's next to nothing for an entire tower. I just thought that was crazy.
How much was that tower?
Steve, I didn't actually look at the prices on it. I'd hate to know. I did not copy any of that last transmission, though.
Try your last transmission. We didn't quite copy. Got you down in the weeds. Went off down in a hole there, Andrew. And I don't know what happened to Chandler. Where'd you go, boy?
Pop back up in a little bit. But yeah, I'm still chopping. I'm telling you, I'm gonna have a tower one day. I don't know when. It's gonna happen at some point in time. What worries me is just getting it put up. Like, I'm scared that I won't do it right. I would honestly prefer somebody else to do it, but that's an additional cost on top of the tower itself.
Tower up ain't no problem. Matter of fact, if you're in an HOA, are you in an HOA? Oh, shoot, then you do what you want. But let me tell you what. I saw something here about 6 months ago that I thought was really cool. It is a flagpole antenna. And you run your flag up the mast or up this pole that's actually a vertical antenna.
Seen those. There's two companies I know of that make them. One of them on QRZ has a horrible reputation. And people say that they didn't get what they ordered, not all the parts came in. I mean, it's been bad. I don't remember which one it was. That's what I was looking at one point in time, was to get a flagpole antenna. But I want a tower. I want to be able to stick my APRS. I want to build a digipeater on it. I'd love to have at least maybe a 2 meter, 6 meter beam. Those would be nice to have. And stick a big old vertical on top of it and then run my M-Fed halfway to it.
A really good combo, Bug. But I tell you what, if you're going to get that good, you need to get you a real good HF antenna up there with it. And, oh, by the way, now, you do know I put me a 10-element, 2-meter, 440, 220 beam up there above that big Mosley of mine.
Put a beam up. I wasn't real sure whether you had oriented it for the repeater, which didn't really make sense to me because you have a great signal in with that tower anyway, but I wasn't real sure how you had to orient it, but I didn't hear how many bands you had on it either, but that's pretty neat. I wouldn't have minded the 440. Most of them I see, though, you know, one's oriented one way and one's oriented the other way, so how does that work?
raise the beam up just a few feet up above your HF antenna, you basically get no crossover. There's no problem. And it works. It works great. And the long and short of it, I point my 2-meter Yagi beam coordinated with the Mosley beam, and basically what happens is if I know my true north with my Mosley, then my beam is true north, and it will rotate together with the Mosley so that I always know where both antennas are pointed.
Nice. Have you made any contacts on 2-meter single sideband or anything with the beam?
Thought about trying it on the sideband, but on the 2-meter regular FM, man, that thing, I can tap Greenwood, I can tap Anderson direct, just all around the upstate with that thing. Matter of fact, Shelby, man, that's just a chip shot.
Able to use the horizontal beam? I mean, I know you can use it physically, but it's picking up fine being horizontal and just using simplex or FM?
Hey, horizontal, I'm talking about the boom, and the elements are vertical.
Okay, so your 2-meter elements are vertical, going up and down instead of side to side on that.
Roger.
KB2HXS.
Neighborhood, Andrew. Oh, hey, Dave!
You know, I was listening for a few minutes, and you were confusing me with that beam horizontal and vertical and all that. Oh, my God. Steve, your beam is vertical. Doesn't matter what the main beam is doing, but your elements are vertical. Therefore, you can shoot vertically and really put out good. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You're doing well, my son.
Jack, hey Chandler. Hey, when you said that there went the neighborhood, I thought you was referring to yourself.
No, I was talking about Dave jumping in here with us. Yeah, Dave, the beam, and Andrew, the beam, the elements need to be vertical, and you orient the beam on the the main shaft of the beam, the boom, you orient it in the direction that you want it to send the signal.
But you might, as 2-meter single sideband might be difficult for you. I'd still give it a shot, but changing from horizontal polarization to vertical polarization, you'll lose, I don't know, theoretically 30 dB. So that station that I might hear in Maryland at, 10 dB or minus 10, you might not even be able to hear it. I'd be curious. I think you should still try it just to see. It depends on how they've got their antenna set up. But, yeah, the vertical's better for FM, where the horizontal polarization, supposedly more people are horizontally polarized when they use sideband, of course.
WA. All right. Well, and see, there is another... as long as I'm hitting all the repeaters in the upstate, I've been happy. But see, there is another function that I've been using it for that we won't go into here.
Understand that. I would still highly recommend trying the FT8. I'd like to see what your results are anyway to see. Because at a distance, it doesn't matter, the polarization. So locally, me and you, I still think we'd be fine. But you know what I mean. Once you get a distance, I don't think it will matter. But I am pulled up in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all gentlemen have a great evening. And, Steve, I'll text you if the wife don't have any plans. Maybe I'll head up with you. I'm not sure yet. I won't commit to anything. But y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
All right. Andrew, you do know that we're having the meeting at the American Legion hut in Tryon tonight.
WWC.
Find it on Google Maps, but yeah, I'll let you know something for sure here in a little bit.
Roger, roger. Now, what'd you say, Chandler? You doubled up on him.
Oh, geez, I was just trying to wait for a pause. I was just telling, I think it's just Keith. I was just telling him 73.
All right. Well, I'm sure he heard you. Hey, what did you need me for anything, Dave?
Just making a comment on your beam orientation. Yeah, normally you put the beam horizontal, you know, the driven elements and everything horizontal for sideband and vertical for FM and whatnot for distance. Hang on, I'm going to turn my damn key off. Okay. And then normally what I've seen guys do is put the beam, or put a VHF vertical on top of the tower and put the beam below it and then rotate the whole thing and put the, you know, orientate the beam horizontal.
That's the exact opposite of what the Mosley people told me. The people that manufactured my TA-33 Mosley said to go up about 4 or 5 feet above my Mosley on a mast, and I'd get better performance out of the two of them that way, because I was concerned about crossover. So anyhow, it's not an issue, and that's what they said to do.
Okay, let me understand this. You have a beam above your vertical antenna?
You've been over at the house. I've got a Mosley TA-33 MW, and that elements on that Mosley are horizontal out to about 33 feet. Now, the Mosley also carries a mast up above it with kind of like a guy wire stabilization system for the elements. And they said to put the beam, for the way that I was using it, above the Mosley, not below.
Okay. All right, I got you now. I got you. The Mosley is for HF.
Bingo, Bob, and it's not, there's nothing, it comes down to 10 meter and nothing beyond that.
Okay, I got it now. I got you. All right, I was a little confused. Yeah, I know I've been to your house. I can't remember what the heck you have on the tower. All right, I got to get out of here. I'm loading some tools up for tomorrow. I got a long day tomorrow. My day starts at 7 o'clock, and it's not going to end until probably 6 at night. So I will catch you in a little bit. I'll be listening out. KB2HXS in the group.
Roger, roger. You have a good day. And also, I talked to Diamond. That's who I got the 2-meter Yagi from. And for my purposes, that's what they said to do with my Yagi. So I set it up the way they were talking about for my purpose, which I may need to rotate that thing one of these days if I ever need to do the sideband works like y'all were talking about. So anyhow, you have a good day, bud. And Chandler, are you still there? AN4 VWA. I'm monitoring.
4, is that okay?
Shane, how you doing, big guy? How's your day going?
Well, I had a question. When you turn your rotator, does it turn both of them, the Mosley and the 2-meter, or you have them separated on a different rotator?
No, what I've got is I've got the mast that the TA-33 Mosley rides on. It's at the closest to the top of the tower, and the mast extends on up another 6 feet above the Mosley, and the 2-meter Yagi is up at the very top of that mast, and the boom is running out horizontally, and the elements are vertical for FM and for you know, the purposes that we've been trying to use it for. That's what was recommended by Diamond and by Mosley for me.
But you have a rotator on your Mosley, right?
rotator, and I've got it coordinated. I've got both antennas riding on the same mast, so they both coordinate in direction. When one says true north, they're both.
Asking if they were on the same rotator. How heavy is that?
I'm in traffic, buddy, and I just pulled up here at Spartanburg Vision to get my new shades. So I'm going to have to jump out on you. I sure don't mean to cut you short, but I got to run in there and do this before they close on me. So let me jump. 73s, bud. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
Between you and your new shades, that wouldn't be good. Better. 10-4, is that okay?
73D, KN4 WWZ. Mr. Shane, how you doing, sir?
Here the day goes. How about yourself?
Feeling just fine. I'm just now getting ready to leave work and go home and get comfortable for the evening.
Sounds like a good plan. Anytime you're headed home from work and ready to eat something, that's one of my favorite times of the day.
Your daddy's favorite time of the day.
Again?
I said I think that's everybody's favorite time of the day.
And I know why, too. No place like home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
That's my favorite time of the day, N4DJC.
Good evening, Jerry.
Hey, Chandler, how you doing? You guys doing okay? Shane, you take it easy out there on the road today. Looks like it's been a busy one.
Yesterday, I told Patrick this morning, yesterday was the first time I had somebody cut me off on purpose and then brake checked me down to a stop, and then they got out and was yelling at me. I don't think I deserved it, but I thought I was being okay. I think he was a little sensitive, but I just smiled at him and waved and let him go on. I didn't get out or even mess with him.
You know, just ignore him or try to have. I mean, it's hard to ride up down the road for a living, much less having to deal with that. I didn't have to do it in a big rig, but I did it in a car for about 15 years. I didn't drive as much as you guys did. I probably did about 50,000 to 60,000 a year, but I was on interstates a lot too, but I was heading someplace and able to spend the night and get up next morning and head someplace else instead of driving it all one day.
One under a low spot here.
How are you doing today, Jerry?
I was working on my scanner frequencies this morning, trying to get everything programmed in, and I got mine's got the DMR option on it, and I don't have an NXDN set up yet, but I used to hear some of the buses on DMR, but on Moto Turbo, but I didn't have it. I must have had the slot and the color code set up right yet, but I'm working on it. I know what they are, but I can get the ones here in Anderson okay, but it may be a little bit out of range for me here in Anderson to pick them up.
Not listening to Pickens County or just Anderson?
Pickens and Oconee. There's not much in Oconee. I got a Greenville County, but what I got is I got the Clemson sites, Pickens sites, and I got all of Pickens County, and I got the cat buses, but I used to be able to hear them. I moved my scanner to a different location. I don't have an outside antenna, but mine's a SDS 200 units in digital, so I can pick up everything, but I gotta get it up a little bit better location, I think, to pick them up.
You can hear the Pickens bus office on your scanner?
One time, but I don't think I got the color code set up right on it. I got the bus, I think I get the cab buses, so I'm good. But I don't have it programmed in yet, but I got all the Clemson and Pickens are single. I mean, they're multiple frequencies, but they've only got one tower. They don't have multiple tower sites like Anderson County and Greenville County do, but it's a little bit too far away for me to pick them up right now.
Understand, well, if you ever figure out the color codes and how to program them and stuff, let me know. I'd love to have that.
I just don't know how to program them in my scanner yet. I mean, I got to figure out what to do, because most of these things, like, they don't, it's like a single channel trunking channel is what it is, and I'm not real sure how to set that up, because DMR is kind of new to me, but I had a DMR option to my scanner. Yeah, and I got the other one for the NXDNT, which is that's mostly, you know, trucking companies, some scanner companies, I mean, some bus companies use them too, but I was able to hear for a while there, but like I said, I don't think my antenna is quite good enough. It's just maybe a little bit out of range for the Clemson and for the Pegasus too, but I can hear the stuff on analog, but I just can't get it on digital right now.
Something on analog too.
Digital just doesn't go. You know, it's not quite as good of a, doesn't have as good of a range, because they don't run as much power on the P25 stuff or on the DMR motor turbo. DMR motor turbo is the same thing basically. But I'll get the color code and slots and stuff for you. I've got that. I just don't know how to. I don't know how to set it up as a trunk type frequency in my scanner yet, but I can get that for you. I've got it on radio references, got that listed for the camp buses. But like I said, I don't know about any of the other stuff. And Shane, you still in there?
Come better signal. All that?
Go ahead.
Not DMR, but I know all the counties, they're all going to digital radio. Is that basically the same concept, only for amateur the internet, or is that, am I thinking totally different, that two different things are the same?
Digital. It's just done, they've got talk groups like the public service, the P25 stuff is. It's just a different type. It's DMR and motor turbo, or the motor turbo is the Motorola brand name that they sell to a lot of these counties and cities, and more and more of them went to it because it was cheaper than going to a regular, going to a regular P25 system. And it's still trunk tracks on some of them, some of the public service frequencies, because they have multiple frequencies. But a lot of times they only use one tower. For instance, Hart County, Georgia went to motor turbo and several of them. And it's also cheaper to encrypt it too, Shane. But most stuff in Granville County and Anderson County, very little of it is encrypted. But they got a couple of channels, for instance, where they encrypt. But DMR is very, very similar. Somebody more familiar with it on the amateur side could probably tell you, but it's a digital format, you know, similar to the public service. 25 is.
That answers that. I was just curious. I haven't messed with the DMR. I don't have an interest yet. Maybe someday I will, but I appreciate that. And 4ZLK. Go ahead, Chandler.
Do you want my email, Jerry?
I don't have anything to write down with. I can, you're on QRZ.
Because
I had not
put my email on there yet. I don't know
everything
about how to put stuff up on QRZ.
And I'll run downstairs and get my pen and paper, and I'll get it from you, and I'll send. I mean, you can get on radio reference and look up radio reference, and it'll have it on there. But I'll let me go downstairs and get my pen. I'll write down the email. Give me a minute.
Just take your time.
I'm out here. I'm in a really bad spot. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear anything there at all. KO4WWZ, N4ZLK. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, I'm sorry if I caused any issues. 73, take you have a good day. I'll talk to you later on down the hall.
For DJC, I'm back in your channel. If you go ahead and give it to me, I'll send you a link or something to what I got.
Roger that. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
email is my call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ at gmail.com. Anything else exciting today?
A good day for me is one that's not exciting.
I understand. Well, what's your favorite thing about amateur radio?
Catch that.
Asking what your favorite thing about ham radio is?
On the 43 years in it, I've had a lot of things that I enjoyed about it. I like talking on repeaters a lot still. Enjoy my satellite stuff. Used to enjoy HF a lot when I was able to get when I had a place where I could get a decent antenna up.
HLA or something?
Oh, no, I just have to, I'm down on the lake and I'd have to have a 90-foot tower to get up above the trees.
I hear you. That
yeah,
vegetation can be a problem.
Have you got something? Have you got a scanner to listen to the cat buses on, or what you got?
Well, I have a DMR radio,
mm-hmm.
But I don't have a DMR radio, and I'm pretty sure I could program it to just use it for a scanner. However, there is some scanners at my dad's house that, you know, if he doesn't mind me using them, I'll probably see if I can't get a hold of one.
Tomorrow, all right. I'm looking at it now, but it won't. You know, I don't think it's encrypted, but they can't affiliate. You know, some of these radios have a deal where they affiliate with a system, and they'll track you down, hunt you down like a criminal if you accidentally affiliate with those digital systems that are supposed to be for public service stuff, because they don't want other people to transmit them. You can receive on a fine, but some radios will affiliate anyway. It's not a way just to, you have to have a way just where you just receive on and not transmit and not affiliate. So it's kind of complicated, but that's what little I know about it.
I'm sorry, I got into a piece of traffic. I had to put down the mic and start paying attention.
Shane, you still out there?
Fine, I was going through a really bad spot, and I'm about where I'm going, so I'm going to let you go. Good to hear you tonight, Jerry. I'm sure I will talk again. ND7J and the group and 4ZLK.
Shane, we'll see you later. 4DJ Sinclair, you have a great afternoon. Be careful on your way home tonight.
Jerry, my assumption is that it's perfectly legal to listen to the school districts and all that stuff on the scanners as long as you don't transmit anything to their system. Am I correct?
They have a radio that will transmit on those frequencies. That's the biggest thing. You can receive anything that's unencrypted. Of course, you can't receive encrypted stuff anyway, but you can receive anything that's unencrypted. But if you have a radio that's got a transmit capability on that frequency, they really frown upon that, and that's heavy fine to use involved in that sort of thing. So if it's an old Motorola radio that has a possibility to transmit on, I would not dare program anything into it like that. There's a possibility of getting into some serious trouble not only the FCC, but with the whatever law enforcement agencies involved in it too. I wouldn't dare get involved with anything like that.
I don't think I was going to do that either. I think the best idea was to see if I couldn't find a scanner I could use or something like that. And I could get one for the car and get a portable one to carry around the house and anywhere else.
Pickens County, the cat buses aren't a lot of Pickens County is still out. They still use a lot of analog in Pickens County.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
See, I'm looking at right now the fire department, EMS dispatch, and I used to hear picking sheriff dispatch occasionally on that too. And they are going to all digital, but you know, because they don't have great coverage with it, a lot of times you hear them on the analog frequencies. They're on most of the fire departments on the 155 range, and the sheriff's in the 460 range. And he got easily too, but I never pick up anything from easily at all. That may have gone digital.
There and those are here at my house when I turn them on.
You're pretty close to them anyway. I don't know where they transmit from. I have to see.
My assumption is correct. They're either transmitting from Glassy Mountain or, since we're talking about easily, they could have an antenna on top of the water tower, maybe.
Well, they're in Clemson, too, but now one of Glassy is, Pickens has got one on Glassy, I know, and I think Clemson's got one on Glassy, too. There's some others. There's one somewhere near on campus there, but I'm not sure where this analog or what it is. But, you know, you can look it up on radio reference. It tells you the locations, all those things.
Definitely do that. And I really appreciate you getting with me on this, because I like listening to a lot of public safety and stuff like that. But, you know, you told me I could also listen to the trains, the airplanes, stuff like that. Hey, I'd love to hear all of that, including public safety.
Lucky here, most of it is not encrypted. There are some of the SWAT channels and special ops channels are encrypted for Greenville County and also for Anderson County, but most of it is still in the clear. And of course, all the EMS stuff is not encrypted. Digital business is not encrypted, but they use cell phones to talk about patient zones. So you won't hear patients' names or anything like that on there. But EMS is real busy here.
After that, and you said that you could pick up some of the school district stuff too. I thought that was always encrypted.
Well, it probably is now, but you could for a while. But most of them, you know, they flipped the switch. You know, they had a lot of them are motor turbo, which is, you know, DMR is the same thing. But most of that stuff is encrypted now. They got a switch. They can encrypt. They and the dispatchers can encrypt or not encrypt with a flip of a button. So a lot of times they do that, and they have certain channels they encrypt you too. But they're probably not out in the open anymore. I don't think so. Anyway, for instance, the Easley Police Department, you know, they're showing being on two tanks in Easley is where they are. I mean, if you get a radio reference, it'll show you a satellite view of where the towers are, and it'll give you all the frequencies. But, you know, a lot of stuff's analog, but some of it is trunked, and so that makes it a little more difficult unless you have a scanner that's got trunking capabilities. And P25, phase one to phase two digital capabilities, you may not hear a lot. So Pickens Cat, I couldn't hear them real good, but if I had a decent antenna up, I could hear them pretty well on analog, but I haven't listened to any of that in several months, I guess.
Well, I'll definitely go check it out. I know I've seen the school district on radio reference, but I hadn't seen anything on how to program them. I'm assuming, because I know that the school operates on 800 megahertz. You know, I'm assuming if I was to use a scanner and, you know, it had trunking capabilities and P25s and all of that, I might could listen to them. And then again, might not.
Stuff is updated by people who listen all the time, so it may not be current, but looks like all of Pickens County is DMR. It doesn't look like it's encrypted, but then again, it's a Baltimore site, which means it's trunked, which you'd have to have a, motor turbo capable scanner that could do trunking too, because that's what it looks like. I'm just looking at it online here. That's what it looks like to me. It's got the deck numbers and stuff like that on his talk groups, but it's not showing the slots or anything like that on, so you may not be able to hear anything, so it may be kind of a waste of time to do that.
Well, Jerry, I'm going to have to go ahead and sign off. I was just needed it at my house and been sitting here for a few minutes. I'm just enjoying talking with you. I'll definitely check my email. Thank you for sending me that. I really appreciate it, and I hope to talk to you again soon. 73 is Jerry KO4 WWZ.
Well, see, Chandler, you take it easy. Have a good afternoon. Enjoy your afternoon. I'll send you this link here in just a few minutes. It's got the Pickens County stuff on. Talk to you later. 73 M4DJ6.